Hey, baby. You finished with your workout? What? Yeah, I was talking to that guy over there. He's so funny. Yeah, he is ripped, isn't he? No, I don't think he's too big and muscular. I mean, his arms are huge. And he's so much taller than you. Oh, he must be so powerful. What's that? Nothing, baby. Maybe you could go over and ask him for some tips on how to get so muscular. He looks like he knows what he's doing. What do you mean you don't want to? Aw, are you intimidated? Want me to go over and ask for you, baby? Babe, it's okay. He's super nice. He even offered to help me with my squats later. What? Don't be ridiculous, babe. He's just being helpful. Come on, come over with me. Hey, sir. My friend here, my boyfriend, was wondering if you could give him some advice on how to get buff like you are. He's been working out for like 2 years and... What? You've only been working out a few months? Wow! You're just naturally so sexy. I mean, fit. Muscular. I'm sorry, babe. He just makes me so nervous. So, sir, do you want to come help me with my squats? Baby, he offered. It's only polite to accept. Don't be so insecure. You want me to have a good workout, don't you? I mean, you can stay and watch if you want. Babe, stay and watch. You've said you've finished your workout anyway. Yeah, just go ahead and hold his water bottle for him while he shows me how to squat nice and deep. No, don't worry. You can wrap your arms around me. My boyfriend doesn't mind. Don't be afraid to get nice and close behind me if you need to. Shh, baby. Be quiet. He's talking. Just stand there holding his water bottle. Actually, just go ahead and hold on to his gym bag, too, so his hands are free. He needs them so he can really support my hips while I squat down like this. Oh my god, I'm so sorry, mister. I don't know why I just made that sound. I guess I just got overexcited. You don't mind? I mean, I guess it's just you and me here. Huh? Oh yeah, and you, baby. But stop interrupting him. It's so rude. Just keep quiet and hold on to his bag. Yeah, I really feel it. Of course. My god, baby, this is so exhilarating. Having him wrap his big arms around me from behind and just squatting down with me nice and deep. Yeah, that's okay, sir. You can put your hands on my ass if you need to. Baby, he's just showing me which muscles are being worked. Don't be such a pervert. Sorry, sir. My boyfriend's such a perv, honestly. Don't mind him. Babe, come and give him a drink from his water bottle. Yeah, come on! Can't you see his hands are busy all over my hips and thighs? Just hold the bottle to his mouth. Good boy. Oh, I'm just kidding. God, why are you so sensitive today? You want me to give you 3 more reps? Okay, sir. 1. too. Three. Phew. Thank you so much for the help, mister. I can really feel it between my legs. The squats. Maybe now you could show my boyfriend some exercises. Baby, don't be so rude. He clearly knows what he's doing, and he's offering to help you. I'm sorry about my boyfriend, sir. He said early that you were a little intimidating. I mean, you could probably just slap my fat ass right in front of him, and he couldn't do anything about it. Baby, I'm just joking with you. Oh, I know you'd protect me, baby. I know you'd use your muscles to stop him from... Anyway, now he's going to show you how to do some dumbbell exercises, baby. So just copy exactly what he's doing. Baby, no! Take a lighter dumbbell. The weight he's using is clearly too much for you. Oh my god, baby, are you okay? You hurt your back. Baby, what did I tell you? You shouldn't have tried with the weights that the real big men use. The weights on this side are for strong, muscular men. You should just stick to the other side of the dumbbell rack. The ones with the pink weights. There. I'm so sorry about my little brother, sir. I mean, my boyfriend. What? You can't even walk? How are we going to get home now? Oh, baby! Isn't that so nice? The nice, strong man is offering to give us a lift home in his car. You don't mind driving his car, do you, honey? What's that? Why would he drive? It's your fault we have to get a lift home anyway. So naturally, you should be the one to drive us home. And besides, I can't drive because my legs and groin are too sore from all those squats. Me and him will sit in the back while you drive. Oh, really, sir? You know some good groin massages that you can show me in the car. Baby, isn't he amazing? Let's go to the car right now. Thank the nice man, baby, before using his car. Say thank you. Let me just get in the back with him. So, sir, what was that groin massage you were talking about? Yeah, that's perfectly okay. You can go a little higher. I don't mind. He's just helping me relax my inner thighs, baby. You just stay quiet and focus on the road. You can do that for me, can't you, sweetheart? We don't want another accident again, do we? Yes, sir, you can go right between my legs. I'm really sore there. Sorry, baby, his massage just feels so good and relaxing. I can't help it. Apologize for giving us all of this trouble. And thank him for working me out. I mean, helping me work out my legs. Good. And don't forget to thank him for finger blast... relaxing my groin in the car, too. Good. Now, you go back on in and get dinner started, baby. I'll be there in a few minutes. I'll just get this nice man's phone number for the next time we go to the gym.